Dedicated Leilui Nishmas Marth Racholea Rav Chaim Svi. Lag BaOmer, we know, is a time of tremendous amount of kalach. In source one, we have Ita B'Sefer Beis Aaron on Lag BaOmer, that anyone who has Amunah B'Rashbi, has Chizuk B'Rashbi, and who believes in Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, strengthen him, just like Hashem is the God for everybody, Rashbi, Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, is universal as well. Even a fila putim, even for the low ones. The question we need to ask ourselves is, what is this universal appeal that Lag BaOmer has? What is the kalach that Lag BaOmer has? We need to understand Lag BaOmer really in context of the entire Sfira. And the entire period of Sfira Sa'omer, if we understand what Sfira Sa'omer is about, we'll have an insight of what Lag BaOmer is about. We'll have an insight into the bonfires of Lag BaOmer, into the power inherent in this particular day, and obviously in what we can gain from, we can grow from in this day. I think the yesod of understanding Lag BaOmer in context of Sfiras HaOmer is found in a very interesting insight in the Marche Lev Rav Moshe Schwab on Sfira, where he notes, when you look at the psukim, and this is brought down in source 4, of Sfiras HaOmer, we find two different psukim. We find one pasuk says, pasuk tedvav, you shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the rest day. We begin counting from Pesach, mimacharat haShabbat, from the day when you bring the omer of the waving, from the time of the kravas haomer, and you count seva shabbatos tamimos. You count 7 complete weeks. So the first pasuk is telling me I'm counting from Pesach, I'm counting from the time of the kravas haomer, and I'm counting 7 weeks. And then the next pasuk, that Zion tells us, until when do I count? Until the morrow of the 7th week you shall count. So I count toward Shavuos, after the 7th full weeks. And then I shall count 50 days. Now when I'm counting toward Shavuos, I don't count weeks, I count days. And at that point you shall offer a new meal offering to Hashem. So Rav Schwab asks, why do we have this difference? And in fact we hold by like both. We count days as well as weeks. But what is the significance in one that we're counting from Pesach, we're counting from that Kravas HaOmer, the barley offering, we're counting weeks. And the other pasuk is describing that we're counting toward Shavuos, we're counting days, and at that point we bring the Mincha Chadasha, we bring the new meal offering, which included Chametz. So the Marche Lev, Rav Schwab, points out that there is a major difference in mindset between the two. And he says that when we're talking about weeks, we're talking about the concept of teva. A week is usually the concept of the natural world. The world was created in 7 days, 6 days of work and 1 day of Shabbos. So when we're talking about a week, we're not really talking about shiva yamim nifradim, 7 individual days, but rather achativa achat kolelet, one unified whole, which we call the derech hateva. And our job is to recognize the lesson from Pesach, the lesson of the Derech HaTeva, liftoch b'Hashem b'chol levavcha, to trust in Hashem with your whole heart, and to believe in emuna, in hashkacha pratis, to believe in specific divine providence. The job of emuna, the job of our faith, is when we look at the natural world, to say that not only Ram HaKol Goyim Hashem, not only is God the master, Al Shamayim Kvodo, He's the master in the heavens, but rather, HaMashpili L'Rop HaShamayim Uvaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much concerned about our lives. Our job in looking at the world of Teva, and looking at the natural world, is that it doesn't run on its own, but rather that God is intimately involved in every aspect of our lives. And we need, he says in 9, Havana Achat Ulatamit, we need to live with the samuna to the extent that our worries will leave us. The daigav parnasa of brios hashlech al Hashem yahavcha v'hu yikalkalecha. In life, if you recognize that God is the master of all the natural aspects of life, then we recognize that our control is very limited. Yes, we need to work. Yes, we need to take medicine. But it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately going to give us the parnasa. He's ultimately going to give us the refuah. He's ultimately going to give us the healing. And therefore our challenge and our job is to be able to live a life a sensitivity in our lives that as much as I'm involved in my life, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's really running my life. And this is the idea in 11 of Ein Adam Nokef Etzba'o Milamata Elim Kein Machruzim Alav Milamala, that a person doesn't snap a finger down here unless God decrees it above, that God is in charge of all the elements and aspects of this world. And that is why the Ber Yosef points out in 12 and 13 that the time that we brought the Omer was the time we mentioned last week where the man stopped falling. To link the man and the Omer. What is the linkage together? The linkage is to tell us that a person could bring more, a person could bring less. You walked home with the exact amount that you need. The message of the Omer, the message of the Sfiras HaOmer, the message of the weeks. When I count weeks, is I recognize and I count from Pesach that God is in control of the natural world, that God is the one who's intimately involved in my world, and I have to recognize and be able to see in every part of my world that as much as I try, I can bring home a lot of man. If I don't need a lot of man, I only will get a little. I can bring home very little man. If God deems it that I'm worthy for more, He'll give me more. It will expand. It will stretch. This is the philosophy in the physical world that God apportions out money, health, all the physical aspects exactly fine-tuned that every person needs. And therefore, says the Ma'ar Chelev in 14, Usfartem lachem miyom aviyachem et ha'omer tshufa. And what was the korban? It was the dagan pachud. It was sa'orim. It was a lowly type of barley. And what was it? It was the shi'ur katan shel asirit ha'efa. It was 1/10 of an efa. It was the shi'ur katan kazeh of the most basic type of barley. And what are we told? We're told that this is what you bring to Hashem. Why? Here's the key, asterisk in 14. V'hora'at korban zehu. And the message of this korban is, ki ein biyad ha'adam litein libono shel olam u'ma. We don't have the ability to give God anything. Katan hu adam v'ktana hu minchato. Man is very small, and small is his offering. When it comes to running the physical world, we are very small. Our sacrifice is small. It comes from the most lowly type of barley. It's nothing of any value. Katanu adam k'tanahi minchato. We are so tiny. In the physical world, in the world of weeks, God is the one who is in charge. Having said this, it's different me'akatzela katzef from one end to the other in the spiritual realm. In this realm, in 16, when it comes to not the physical world we live in, but the spiritual world we live in, b'koch nishpato shel adam limshol b'tachtonim v'limshol b'elyonim, we have the ability to rule in the upper and lower world. All the kiyum abriya is dependent on the avoda of the neshama of a person. And that's why a person has to say, Chayav Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Olam, the world was created just for me. Rav Wilson in Wellsprings of Faith in 17 points out that you see this type of symmetry in every act that we do. When a person gives tzedakah, for example, that small deed of benevolence will activate the infinitely greater powers of God, benevolence, and mercy in the worlds above. Just as the act of tzedakah in this world gives sustenance to a needy person, so to the heavenly response it engenders will be a flow of divine sustenance to our world. And that's how the Baal Shem Tov explains the beautiful idea of Da Ma L'Mala Mimcha, know, which is literally understood as know what is above you, i.e. God, but Da Ma L'Mala, know that whatever you do is Mimcha, is from you. You want to see the way God is going to rule you in the upper worlds, what's going to be happening? Da ma lemala, know what is above you is mimcha, is coming from you. When it comes to the physical world, we're very limited in what we can do. When it comes to the spiritual worlds, there is no limit. We have a tremendous amount of koach. We have a tremendous amount of power. We create, with our mitzvahs, tremendous amount of repercussions in the spiritual world. Da ma lemala mimcha, know what goes on down here, says the Baal Shem Tov, is from you. If we are to appreciate the power of everyone on the spiritual level, we can appreciate an insight in the Sichos Bavadat Hashem Rav Meislich in Source 20 and 21, where he notes that there are two types of yeyush, there are two types of despair. And he's speaking specifically in the Olam HaYeshivos and the Yeshiva boys learning, but the example can be transferred to any area of our lives. He says, what type of Yeush is a boy whose beginning of the learning doesn't go well, and his davening doesn't go well, and his stucca and his chesed doesn't go well, and he just wants to give up, like nothing's going right. His chavrus is not right, nothing's going right. That's one type of Yeush. Then there's another type of despair, and that is his chavrus is great, his davening is great, his chesed is great, his kavana is great, he is flying, everything's going great. Ah, if everything's going great, where's the despair? So Sefer of Maitlish, in this case, the despair is much, much greater, and the ramifications are much greater than the first case. In the first case, when everything goes wrong, I just have to pick myself up and say, you know what, kolot cholot kashot, all beginnings are hard, let me push on. But when everything is going great, there's nothing driving me to have it even go greater. There's nothing driving me to have my tefillah go better. Hey, people are respecting me for where I'm at. The challenge is to recognize how great we are and to never reach a point that to say, I've made it, I've reached it, my davening is where it's at, my learning is where it's at, my chesed is where it's at. No, that's a yeush, that's a despair, that's far more dangerous. This is the idea of what Sfiras HaOmer is about. Sfiras HaOmer is the time right after Pesach where Chayav Adam Lirat Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatza Mitzrayim. On Pesach we have to see ourselves as if we left Egypt. Symbolically, Mitzrayim is Mitzarim, is narrow straits. We have to see ourselves leaving those narrow confines. Harchev Picha V'Amalehu, open your mouth and God will fill it. Don't be so narrow in your thinking. Don't say, ah, I can't do this. Nah, this isn't for me. Expand your horizons. What is what they say? We use only 10% of our brain power. The time of Sfiras HaOmer is to get out of Mitzrayim, to break out of that Mitzrayim. It's a time when we fought Amalek. Amalek is krirus, is coldness. If you can't do anything, who are you? No. That's not what the Jewish mind is. You know what the Jewish mind is? 25. Pasuk and Mishle, the asterisk, im tevakshena kakesev v'kematmonim techapesna. If you search it out like silver, like treasures, you find it. Then, az tavin yirat Hashem, then you will know the wisdom of God. V'dat elokim timsa, and the knowledge of God you will find. Matmonim, treasures, can really be the formation of two words. Mem tet monim, 49 count, which is the count of the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. You know what the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer are about? It's about uncovering within every person the matmonim, the treasure houses that are found within them. Then, yimsa dat Elohim, then there will be a matziah, a find, that God will bless you with the greatest treasures possible, the treasures of knowing the power that's found in each and every person. And this is our challenge in life, my friends. What is the time of Sfiras HaOmer about? The time of Sfiras HaOmer is about finding oneself. The time of Sfiras HaOmer is about uncovering the matmonim, the mem tetmonim, the 49 count, the count of our greatness, being able to discover our uniqueness, to being able to discover what makes me special as an individual. That is the challenge of Sfiras HaOmer. This idea of Sfiras HaOmer, of finding oneself, is really universal to every single person. And nobody can say, look, I don't have the talents, I don't have the brains. That's not what is required. What is required is a desire to search for what makes us special and unique. Rav Maizlish brings down a famous maisa. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was visiting his uncle in the Arvonik Yeshiva. And he asked his uncle, tell me, which boy here is the biggest bucky, knows the most knowledge? And he pointed to a certain boy. Which boy has the greatest charifos, the greatest sharpness? Pointed to another boy. Which boy has the greatest asmat, the ability to learn? Pointed to a third boy. And he asked all these different questions and kept on pointing at different boys. And then Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asked the Rosh Yeshiva, and who would you say is the altogether, you know, like the all-round greatest boy? To which Rosh Yeshiva pointed to another boy, none of which he had mentioned above. Chaim Shmulevitz says he's not the greatest Baki, he's not the greatest Masri, he's not the greatest one of Harifos. What is his great strength? You haven't pointed to him before. He says, this boy is a Mavakesh. This boy wants to learn. This boy, my friends, grew up to be the stapler gaon. who's a great Gadol B'Yisrael. Because what do you need in order to be a Gadol B'Yisrael? What do you need to draw out your own godliness, your own greatness within you? One quality, and that is chipus, desire to search, desire to grow. Never have yeush, the second type of despair. I've reached it, I've done it, and I never push myself further. I never discover the deeper parts of myself. I never am able to uncover the recesses of my soul that need to be discovered, that need to be developed, that allow me to be the best me I can be. When I'm talking about discovering myself, when I'm talking about allowing my spiritual potential to grow, at this point we don't talk about weeks, we talk about days. We know by Avraham Avinu in 26, it says, Avraham Avinu ba bayomim was able to come of his days. Vashem bayrach davram bakol. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, ba bayomim is literal, is able to take each and every day and bring it up to Hashem. Again, Rav Wolfson in Wellsprings of Faith talks about 27, time is even more than that. It is what canvases to a painter, for time is the medium that records with infinite sensitivity everything we do and everything we are. According to the Zohar, on every day of a person's life, a new day comes down from heaven. That day is like a blank sheet of parchment, and whatever a person does is inscribed upon that day. Then, as the day ends, it goes back up to Shemayim, and a new day comes down. That is the reason Chazal advised us to use the closing minutes of each day for tshuva. While the transcript of the day is in our hands, so to speak, it is not difficult to erase and amend whatever has to be corrected. Only once the day departs is it harder to bring about and to correct that record. And that's why at the end of the week we have Erev Shabbos with the Chaim of Tshuva, the end of a month, Yom Kippur Katan, the end of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah. These are all moments during the course of a day that allow a person to connect to their inner self. This is to be able to use every single day and be able to use it for the best purposes possible in growing. Each person in 28 creates the days of his life one at a time. They constitute a faithful record of his life, an autobiography inscribed by his own action. All of an individual's spiritual accomplishments are contained within his days. A lifetime of mitzvot, of ma'asim tovim, of Torah, of tefillah, are all the things that he has that he can mark every single day. When I'm talking about counting Tor Shavuos, which is my spiritual aspect, not from Pesach, which is the Emunah, but Shavuos, which is the spirituality, I then don't count weeks, but I count days. And when I'm talking about my spiritual lessons, every single day is full of Torah mitzvot. Every single day I'm able to be the best I can be on that particular day. Every day, and particularly the time of Sfira, is im techapesna, if you can search it out, kamat monim, like the treasures that the mem tet monim, the 49 day, that I'm able to discover every day different parts of myself. I never have that yeush, that despair of this is who I am, I never want to push myself any further. This is my challenge, to be able to grow and to move and to develop myself each and every day. And that's why when I'm counting towards Shavuos, I count days, that every unit, every day is of importance. And then I'm able to bring a mincha chadasha that Rav Schwab knows in 36. It's the ability to have the bitul hatzma'it. Now I can bring as a korban something of chametz. There's a gaiva, there's a pride, but it's a healthy type of pride. It's a pride that speaks about the godless of the kalchos of an individual, how we are unique in our ability to have such effects on the spiritual world. This is the second part of Sefirah Sa'omer. One part is to work on Emunah. One part is to make sure we are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu and I understand He runs my life. Second part of Sefirah Sa'omer is to recognize the tremendous potential found within each and every one of us to develop ourselves, to grow, to utilize Sefirah Sa'omer to become the best people possible, be able to utilize what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to the fullest possible, and in that way I become the best I can be, in order to be a mekabel haTorah, to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. With this in mind, we can appreciate why Lag BaOmer, which is found in the last third of the Omer, is the preparation for Shavuos. What is the koach of Lag BaOmer that allows me to almost jumpstart into the Shavuos mindset? So there's a beautiful idea that Rav Wolfson brings Emunati Techa in 45. He says, Ha'inyan shel Lag Ba'omer ki Rashbi Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Gila revealed Sheyesh Pnimiyut HaTorah V'Razim D'Oraisa. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who taught me the Pnimiyus HaTorah, the inner aspects of Torah, the secrets of Torah, that every letter of Torah, there are Talei Talim Sodos HaTorah, there are so many secrets of Torah, and every Jew has a letter in Torah. Therefore, every Jew has Pnimiyus. Every Jew is a Sod Niskav. Every Jew is a very deep secret. Lag Ba'omer is the time that's Metake in the Chait of Rabbi Akiva's students dying, that they didn't show honor to one another. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is teaching us that every single Jew, Afilo Pchutim, even those who don't think they have any worth, the Amcha, all of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is teaching that we all have Chashivos. We all have a certain amount of specialness in us. Every single one of us has a sod, has a secret. And the power of Lag Ba'omer, at the time of Lag Ba'omer, is a time to introspect and recognize and look at what makes us unique. What is my secret? Who am I? And when I recognize that I am special, it fills me with a longing of connectiveness. That is why the Lekach HaLibuv notes in source number 40, that we know that the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer correspond to the 7 species. Right? Eretz Chita, Sa'ora, Geffen, Teinav, Rimon, Eretz Eshem, and Ujvash, that Eretz Yisrael is praised for. Week number 5 of Sfiras HaOmer, which is when Lag Ba'Omer falls, corresponds to the 5th species that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, which is the Rimon. And clearly, Rimon and Meron, the place where Rabbi Shimon Yochai is buried, are the same letters. But it's much deeper than that. We know Chazal tell us, even though the empty ones among you are filled with mitzvahs like a rimon, like a pomegranate. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is teaching us. That even the empty ones, the amcha, the pchutim, are milei in mitzvahs. That every single person has a soul, every single person has a tremendous potential in the service of God. And that's why they were created. And that's why everyone has to treat each other with kavod, with respect. The Lekach HaLibuv, developing this idea in 46 notes. B'chol ish Yisrael munach otzar gadol ganuz b'toch p'nimiyuto. Every Jew has within him a treasure house buried. V'adam l'fanim eino yodea ma'asod hazeh. And oftentimes we are oblivious to this aspect. V'eino margish et ha'chashivos ha'gadol sheyesh lo. And we don't recognize the chashivos, the importance that we have. Because after all, we all have the heavenly soul breathed into us. The neshama kedosha that's found within us. And this is a day, the special day, to be able to reveal this. And this is why he notes in 47, the Gemara in Brachos points out that Hod, which is the sphera of this week, the Kabbalistic, we've spoken about that the weeks go according to the 7 midos, the 7 ways God interacts with this world, the first week being chesed, second week being gvura, right, God's kindness, God's strictness, the midah of emes, the tiferet, the connection between the two, and then we have netzach, we have eternity, and then this week is hod. The Gemara tells us that hod is the base of migdash. And we know that each of the mitos interact with each other. And this week, right, we have Chesed Sheba Hod, Gvura Sheba Hod. This day of Lag Ba'Omer is Hod Sheba Hod. So if Hod is the Beit HaMikdash, Hod Sheba Hod is the Kodesh Kedoshim, is the highest part of the Beit HaMikdash. This week, which corresponds to Zayin Ushpizim, the 7 special guests that come into our Sukkah, Avraham Avinu being the first of Chesed, David HaMelech being the last of Malchus. This is the week, the 5th week of Aaron HaKohen. This is the week of the Kodesh Kedoshim. This is the week where every individual, like Aaron HaKohen, walked into a physical place on Yom Kippur called the Kodesh HaKedoshim, like Ba'Omer, which has a power, has a light, similar to Yom Kippur. It's the ability for every Jew to walk into his own Kodesh Kedoshim, into his own Holy of Holies, and be able to reveal the light, the greatness, the treasure house that's found within him. And this is why, my friends, we can appreciate why there's the idea, and this is very much found in Eretz Yisrael, of bonfires on the night of Lag Ba'Omer. If you've ever been to Eretz Yisrael on Lag Ba'Omer, and if you haven't, you should. It's well worth it. where kids start already Pesach time, schlepping these lumbers and this wood to build bonfires. And you look outside, and on every hilltop, it's just every, you know, street corner, literally bonfire after bonfire, small ones, big ones. What's all these bonfires about? So on the one hand, it's about that Chazal tell us that when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai ascended to heaven, there was a fire that was surrounding his house when he revealed these great secrets of Torah. And our bonfire reflects that. And that's definitely one idea. But there is another idea in 51, and that is that there is, in every person, there's a bo'eret ka'esh shalaval shem yisparach. Whether we recognize it or not, every single person has a soul which is on fire, which is a flame in their love for God. Ki yachad mamashim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a matzav apanim apanim, face to face. Ru'u chibatcham, see how beloved we are to God. But the love is mechuseh u'mesuteret. It's concealed, it's covered, but it's found within every person. Lag Ba'omer is a time when the teachings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai become more prevalent, it becomes much more known. The teachings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and if we would know how much love God has for each and every one of us, we'd be roaring like lions following after God. Lag Ba'omer is a time to reveal God's love for us and simultaneously our love for Hashem. As the verse in Shir HaShirim says, Samchuni Bashisho, I am surrounded by loves, the love of God toward us and the love of us toward God. When we look into these bonfires, what we feel is that I am special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, He created me, I have a purpose in this world that no one else can do. And I feel this tremendous love, this tremendous powerful feeling. And I take this feeling and I respond back with this powerful love, this fire, this desire, this longing back to God, that I want to elevate my entire life back to God. It's this power that I have, that I can have within me, this tremendous sense of being able to be ma'orer, to awaken within me, my heart, my passion, the eshava, the tremendous fire in our relationship of love. The time of Lag Ba'omer is a time to reveal this intense love. The time of Lag Ba'omer is a time to feel this reciprocal love. And it's very interesting, in 55, the Kushner Sir Magid points out that the first 3 weeks of Sfirah correspond to the three matzahs of Pesach. And the last 4 weeks of Sfirah correspond to the four cups of wine. If we follow the Kushner Sir Magid's thinking, week number five of Sfirah corresponds to the second cup of wine. The first cup of wine is Kiddush. The second cup of wine is when we pour it by the Manishtana, where Kan HaBen Shoel, here the child asked. And as we have spoken about, this is not just the youngest child at the Seder or any child at the Seder. Kan HaBen Shoel is about each and every one of us. We are the Banim LaMakom, we are the children of God. Kan HaBen Shoel means that each and every one of us at this point in the Seder davens to God and asks God for something. Therefore, this week of Hod, this fifth week of Surah, the second week in the cycle of the last four, which is corresponds to the second cup of wine, is a time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time at the end of 55, Lizok El Avinu Shema Shamayim, to scream to God with the rest of Klal Yisrael, with the Bakasha Amanishtana Laila Semikola Leilo. Why is this night different from all other nights? And in this respect, you're able to have tremendous effects on refuah, on health, beruchnius ubegashmius, both spiritually as well as physically. Iyar ani Hashem rofecha, the month of Iyar, where the month of Hod fills out, I am God who heals you. It's a time to daven for refuah sanefesh and refuah saguf, time to daven for spiritual and physical healing. It's a time to daven to Hashem for all of what our needs are. We know there's this concept, unlike Ba'omer, that the kids go out with bows and arrows. Symbolically and metaphysically, on a much deeper level, we know that when Yaakov Avinu is talking to Yosef HaTzadik, and he tells him how he acquired Shechem, he says, I acquired it becharbi ubevakashti. I acquired it with my cherev and my keshet, with my sword and my bow and arrow. And there the Targum translates as beslosi uvaalsi, with my tefillah, I acquired it. The concept of a keshet and a cherev, it's two different types of tefillah. It's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bows and arrows of Lag BaOmer is really teaching us that this is the way I need to pour out my heart to God. I need to be able to prepare my arrow and have a direct hit heavenward, that God should have mercy on us. And this is a tremendous time to daven. And as Lekach V'Libo notes in 57, Vayikar talui shemamin adam begodel koach hazmani. With all times of the Jewish calendar year, the key is to believe in the koach of the time. V'yedak dushag do lahamunach v'zmani melo, and to know the power of these times. And in that way, you're not going to lose this time. As the Sfasemes says on the Pasuk, Vaya emunat itcha chosen yeshuos. Where is there going to be the emunah, the faith in your time, chosen yeshuos, when you're able to really believe that this time can create a yeshua for you, can create a salvation for you? Mi lo tzarich b'zmanim yeshua gdola. Who doesn't need a yeshua at this time? This is the time that's mesugo for yeshua. The week of Pesach Sheni, the week of Lag BaOmer, is a time to be able to elevate our tefillah. And if we recognize that Lag BaOmer is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intense love becomes manifested to us, it's a time where I tap into God's love. It's a time of the second cup of wine. It's a time when I've been working on the 50 days, where I, as an individual, my individual life, every single day counts, and I have to work spiritually on each and every day. And I move toward the Mincha Chadasha, the new Korban HaOmer of every day. I recognize the power that I have, and when I feel that specialness, that God created me for a purpose, that I'm special, that I need to do what I need to do, then I can recognize that Lag BaOmer is a time for me, who has been working on leaving my Mitzrayim, my Meitzarim. I've been fighting my Amalek to stand on Lag BaOmer, the last third of the Omer. And I can stand and daven to Hashem and say, help me in my Ruchnias. Help me in my Kashmias. Help me become the best person I can become. Help me bring this Geulas HaNefesh and Geulas HaGuf. Help me be able to redeem myself. Allow the world this final redemption. It's the time when the Sharei Shamayim are Niftachim. It's a time when the heavenly gates are open. It's a time almost like a climax to work toward that jumping point toward Shavuos, where I'm able to find my Kodesh Kodashi. I'm able to reveal my Holy of Holies, that I'm able to attach myself to a deeper part of self of why I was created. And from that deep part of self, I use Lag BaOmer as a time to daven, as a time to connect to Hashem. As Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself said at the end of 56, Shekol kol sheyotze mibakasha shel Bar Yisrael, any voice of tefillah that comes out of a Jew's mouth, Oleh l'makom ha'gavoa v'kadosh biyoter, on Lag BaOmer, enters into a very high domain. And therefore, my friends, what we've seen today is that Lag BaOmer is a time, or Sfiras HaOmer in particular, it's a time to work on our Amunah of the weeks from Pesach. Pesach being that God is Sholeit El Amunah. Pesach was a time where God is in charge of the physical world. God can change the physical world. That the Amunah of Pesach, the 7 weeks, that God is in charge of my physical world. I bring a very small korban. My role is very small. But when it comes to our Shavuos, when it comes to building up my spirituality, I count days. I count toward the Shavuos, toward that spiritual height. I bring the Mincha Chadasha. I bring Gaiva. Look at what I have created. Da, know that Ma'ala Ma'ala Mimcha, everything that happens in this world is Mimcha, from you. We have such an effect on the higher spiritual world each and every day. The time of Sfiras HaOmer is Matmonim, to discover the Memtet Monim, the 49 count, to discover who we are. Lag BaOmer is that time in Sfira, that jump, almost trampoline point to the end, where we're able to have that jump start and say, Rashbi taught us, wow, the soul, the secret, the whole Chibaho, the Kadosh Kadashim of every single person. Tap into it on Lag BaOmer, feel the fire, feel the flames of connection, and utilize this time of Kana Ben Shoel to daven to Hashem. Even those who are Rimonim, even those who are Reikonim Shibachem, or Malay Mitzvos Kimrimon, whatever level we're on, we should utilize this day to daven to Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be nan that respond to all our tefillos, L'tova.